initially it used to be just telephones. They used to telephone your house and said, we got this. It was all a bit hit and miss. I could never leave the house in case we got a call. But when we had pagers, they paged you, you'd respond to the page, call up the central operating, the ops room over in Leon Solent, which is now moved to Fareham somewhere, I think. But it was in Leon Solent, say, yes, you know, this is the OnSec Bembridge. What have you got? And they'd tell me what the situation would be. And I said, fine, we'll launch a lifeboat to that. And then I would set in train the call-out system. Originally, it was maroons that used to go up, big, powerful maroons that used to go up and go bang and shake everybody's windows. Then it was less powerful handheld maroons. And then eventually, it was all done on the pager. I just dialed a code in and everybody's pager used to go off. So they would then run down to Lane End, where the lifeboat was then, and most of them probably knew there was something going on because they would have heard the Coast Guard paging me on their pager, you see. So a lot of them, I would then immediately phone down to speak to the coxswain, tell him what the situation was, and, you know, where he'd got to go, what the problem was. He'd then select his crew, it was done on a system, get on the boat, launch, off he'd go. I then went down, usually went down, depending on how long they were going to be. If they're going to be out for 12 hours, I didn't go down there then, but if they're going to be out for a short time, I'd go down to the boathouse and listen to what they did. The moment the boat was in the water, the coxswain was responsible for everything that happened, and he would deal with it all. And then when it had finished, we'd tell him if the lifeboat slipped, when it was virtually always available, but sometimes the weather was too bad for to rehouse the lifeboat. The coxswain know, and then he could either go to Portsmouth or Cowes or somewhere like that and wait for it to get better. And then the boat would come back, be recovered. We sometimes brought casualties back to the boathouse, but the problem was getting the boat back and then getting anybody who was injured down the pier. So it's probably normal to take them over to Portsmouth, where the ambulance could meet them at Portsmouth, or sometimes on Ryde Pier. Not always, but that was usually the thinking, that it was probably better to get them off the lifeboat in Portsmouth. The boat would come back, get tied up, we'd do the paperwork, da-di-da-di-da, wash it down, refuel it, get it ready for service before we left the boathouse, and then we'd all go home and wait for the next one. And that's how it works.